This is Issues 2023. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is City of Mays Administrator Richard Lemunyon. Welcome to Issues 2023.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Seems like we did this together several years ago. And if it's a little more history, I had a talk show on KFH way back in the 70s, and you were one of my guests, and you appreciated you coming on. You were police chief, and you helped me out.
Well, I tell you what, you and I have quite a history. We'll kind of leave it at that, but it's good.
We may get into some of it here.
Yeah.
You've given your notice. You're retiring again in December. What was your thinking in coming to that decision this time around?
Well, I'm going to be 83 this particular month, and I feel good. My health's good. Have a lot going on. I've been at the city now for City of Mays for 23 years, and it's been a great, wonderful time when I was up there. I've got good people. We moved up there years and years ago when I was a young police chief in 1976, and I had two sons who were one in the third grade, one in the sixth grade. And I told the city manager when he hired me that there were two things that I did not want to have. Number one was a listed phone number in those days. And number two, I would prefer that my two sons went to a suburban school because I figured they would either come out of the city schools beat to a pulp or the toughest little guys you'd ever run into. So we ended up in Mays. We were West Siders to start with, so it's really been great. And have a lot of great friends out there, and so it's worked out well for us. The way I got involved in that was I had retired from the police department in 1990. I was working with Special Olympics International. Basically, I was here in Wichita, but I was making a lot of trips to Washington and other places, and I received a call one day from the mayor, who was Karen Fitzmyer at the time, and Karen and her children and our two boys had gone to May schools together. And she called me in 2000, and she said, could you come up here and find us a police chief here in Mays? It was just a little bitty town at the time. And she said, we also have some administrative issues. Would you just come up here and check things out? And I said, sure. So I went up there, and after a couple of months, was able to find him a sharp lieutenant off the Wichita Police Department, and also explained what I thought some of the administrative issues were, and left. And a couple of weeks later, I get a call from Karen, and she says, our city clerk just quit, our city treasurer just quit, our new police chief's getting ready to quit. Could you just come up and run this little town? And I said, yeah, part-time. Well, that was 23 years ago. And Steve, in those days, the little town, we had 8 employees, and probably half of them were part-time, and we were less than a square mile. And today we are 10 square miles and growing. We have over 50 employees, and we're the fastest growing community in the state. So a lot of great things have happened. I have wonderful people. I've had great support from the city council for the last 23 years, so, but it's time. It's time to step down. I'm going to stay, obviously, very active with Special Olympics, which I started clear back in 1978, and also within our church, be very active. And, of course, we have 11 great-grandbabies now, so I get to work on spoiling them again. So well,
it's interesting that I find it interesting that you started your second career about the time I started here with KNSS in my second career, and I've seen this second half has been really amazing for me, and I know it has for you too.
It really has been. You know, as you look at, and it's been different opportunities. You know, a lot of people call them challenges. I just think they're opportunities, and I've learned over the years that any success that I might have had in when I was in the military, when I was with the police department, and certainly with the Special Olympics and now with the City of Mays, it's the people that you surround yourself with that makes it all work. And we have a work environment that I think is just second to none, and the people enjoy working up there. And So I've been very blessed through my professional career.
Talk a little bit about before you got into even police work. What part of town do you grow up in? You grew up in Wichita, I know.
Yeah, I grew up in what was called Hoover's Orchard, which was just west of West Street, primarily from Maple north to Central. And I was lived on what was called Young Street. I was born in 1940, right before World War II. And so
it wasn't in a log cabin, was it?
It was close.
That part of town.
there wasn't any running water. There wasn't any sewers. It was the outhouses. And one of the things, when my dad got back from the war, I was like 5, 6 years old, and we moved out to Hoover's Orchard. And that was one of my jobs. In the morning, I get to get up. I was the oldest one because there was me, and then there was World War II, and then my brothers and sisters came along. So one of my jobs was to take the little potty out and dump it in the outhouse. So a lot of good memories there. But
did you get in any trouble?
Oh,
everybody I know from there got into trouble somehow.
Well, there was nine of us. nine of us guys that grew up together in Hoover's Orchard, and I think that a few of them ended up on the other side of the law than I did, but fortunately.
Yeah, you were a little younger than Vern Miller and those people then.
Yes. Vern was about 10 years senior to me.
What motivated you to become a police officer, though?
Well, I think maybe it was the last traffic ticket I got in high school. I'm not sure, but I remember talking to my dad in high school. We were getting ready to go to high school, and he sat down with me and was explaining, you know, you need to take speech, you need to take public speaking, because, you know, he's a big, burly guy, World War II veteran, but he hated getting up in front of people to talk. And I said, okay, well, in those days, you could only take speech once in 3 years. But I told him, I said, Dad, I think I'd like to be a police officer. And he said, oh, son, don't be a police officer. Be a fireman. Everybody loves a fireman. So anyway, while I was in the military away, I lost my dad. So when I came back, that's what I did. I got out of the military in 63, and I applied for the police department and was fortunate enough to get on it. And so it all worked out from there.
Could you share with us, I'm going to get to Mays here in a minute, but years at WPD, was there one or two high points that you think were your most proud of or something like that?
Well, the police department in those days, I was the youngest police chief, I think, in the history of the department at the time. We had a new city manager who came in, and he went through an assessment process, and like there were 110 or so applicants were, you know, across the U.S., and when the smoke cleared 9 months later, I was the police chief, and it was interesting. I was a young, very young captain at the time, and I was 36 years old. And I remember as I went through the process of being the police chief, adjusting to the management position, and deciding the direction we should go. There were several highlights or downtimes, if you will, during the police department. Overall, it was great. People were wonderful. But people don't call the police department because they're having a good time. There's a problem. There's an issue. There's a tragedy. And the officers are there to bring calm to chaos and organization to disorganization. There's so many things that, you know, it's the largest police department in the state and still is. And some of the things that you run into, you remember. Of course, I lost two officers in the line of duty and had to go through that process of burying them and looking at the little widows and going at that. And then there was sorts of a lot of the cases that made news, you know, the Poet case, and then the Ruth Finley case, and then, of course, the BTK and those type things. But overall, it was a wonderful experience. Good people and just really pleased with where I was. I think it was a right time in history for me to be there. I think we brought a lot of new things in, put a good foundation in place for those people that came after us. So it's a good police department.
I can think of at least two riots while you were chief. Yeah. At least two. Maybe well, more.
there were riots. Okay. And that was a time, it was a difficult time for the whole nation. And I remember when they first started in the high schools and things, I was a sergeant at the time when that first started. And then, of course, after I became chief, we still had some really violent, terrible riots, and it kind of drove us into what we should have been doing, and that's community policing, proactive type policing. And we started that, like putting officers in high schools and things like that, and of course, the city manager's office thought that was too expensive, and they cut that back out, but now we're back in the way it should be, so... We started some good things, I think, with the department. And again, I had excellent people that I was able to work with that came up with most of the bright ideas.
You're listening to Issues 2023 on the Odyssey radio stations. And our guest is City of Mays Administrator Richard Lemunyan. And we're going to run out of time if I don't keep this going. I want to talk about Special Olympics because you really took a hand in that and a leadership role. Why Special Olympics? There are other things going on. Why'd you pick them, or did they pick you?
The way we got involved in Special Olympics, and it's a perfect match, law enforcement and Special Olympics. Special Olympics, I was invited to come down and present medals at the summer games at South High School. I put my uniform on, and I went down there to give out medals. And I didn't know that much about it, but then when I was giving out medals, which is just like the regular Olympics, this little girl, she was probably about 11 maybe, a little Down syndrome girl, and she's standing on the top of the awards platforms waiting on her gold medal, and she's just little tears of joy running down her cheeks, and she's almost a squeak, and they announced her name, and I reached up to put the medal around her neck, and bless her heart, she just lunged out there and gave me the biggest hug, and I said to myself, I don't know that much about Special Olympics, but we're going to get involved in it. So I went back to the department, explained it to them. We became a prime sponsor for Special Olympics. We took care of the banquet, and we took care of buying hats and things and being there, giving out medals. And then a couple of years later, after we got, that was in 1979, and then once we got going, in 81, there was five officers that we all ran together at noon, came in and said, Chief, we want to run the torch from City Hall to South High School. I said, that's great. So they did, and then the next business day, I get these calls from business guys, and they say, Chief, that was a great idea. We saw it on the news. What can we do? And I said, well, send money. And so we figure that first year we made maybe $300 that we gave to Kansas Special Olympics. And then the next year we did it with six departments from Topeka, and then we decided maybe this is something we should take national. And from 1981 to today, it has now gone from five officers. The last time we ran last year, we had 110,000 officers from every state in the Union, all the provinces of Canada, and 40 other countries. We raise on average now over $60 million a year, and this year we will reach the $1 billion mark. And that started with five officers in Wichita. Mm. And I've had the honor and the privilege of seeing these final legs and these torch runs and speaking in various parts of the world, and it works. Special Olympic athletes come from every barrier that we as human beings put up: race, religion, economics, language, culture, and law enforcement has to go in and bring service to each one of those. So when you come together for a common cause, like Special Olympics, everyone gets along. You're there for one reason, and that's to support the athlete. And you have the families, so it's a natural bond. And that's why it works in Wichita. That's why it works in Abu Dhabi. That's why it works in Europe. That's why it works in every other country. The same thing that started in Wichita works worldwide.
And you had, or you still have, you have a position in Special Olympics then, the national organization, right?
Yeah, I am the chairman emeritus now for the Executive Council, which is an international council made up of Special Olympics International people, the International Association of Chiefs of Police. I worked hand-in-hand with Eunice and with Sarge Shriver to get this going, and with the International Chiefs Association, and it's solid. So whenever any of your listeners see a torch run, a law enforcement torch run, which involves, you know, they do polar plunges, they set on donut shops, they have tip-a-cop, they rappel off buildings, anything to raise money for Special Olympics, it started in Wichita.
Mm. That's a good story, and it adds a lot when I'm talking about your career in law enforcement and city administration, but I know that probably this is one that means the most to you.
It really is.
Special Olympics, you know.
Yeah, and I will still, as long as the good Lord lets me, I will still stay active in that and promoting it worldwide.
All right, I want to talk a little bit now about your current position at Mays. Have you experienced any trouble recently in hiring and retaining employees? I know it's tough. It's been tough around Wichita and Sedgwick County.
Currently, we are doing really well up there. We have a good work environment. The council has been very supportive. We were able to adjust benefits and pay to make them more
competitive.
More competitive. Sorry, for the area, and our work environment is such that it's really good for the employees. And so we do have some turnover, but it's usually related to somebody's moving out of the area or something of that nature. So we've been very fortunate. I think at this time that we have a little over 50 employees, and I think we have one employee. We might be one police officer short, if I remember correctly, and that's because he and his family were moving, and so, but we already have applicants to fill that. So we've been very blessed.
You were talking about the growth. It's phenomenal growth at Mays. What's behind that? Is it just you, or is there?
Yeah, I'd like to tell you it's just me. Well, that's obviously not true. One of the big draws is our school district. Our public school district, if you look at our campuses, they're second to none. We have excellent teachers and a lot of people. Such as myself, who moved out there many, many years ago so that our children could go there. So now, not only the school district, but the city itself, we have a diversity in housing. We currently have over 16 active housing developments with over 2,000 housing units under construction or will go under construction, and that's from duplexes to multi-million-dollar homes to everything in between, and they fill up just as soon as the builders can build them. So we have a population, I think when I started was like 1,800. It's currently over 7,000, and when all the current buildings are built, the housing units will have 12,000, and that doesn't count the additional 10,000 that we get every day when schools open and the industrial park is functioning. So we are truly a part of the whole, and we are unique. We have safe, we have family-friendly activities. So it's really a neat place to live.
What are your taxes like, municipal taxes? Are
they're pretty compatible to Wichita and the surrounding area.
Okay.
And we have good service. So we kind of fit right in with the group.
What about the water supply? I know people are concerned. Wichita's built, as you know, a huge plant, and other cities and areas around the country looking at water. How about Mays? Are you fixed pretty well for water?
We're in good shape now. We have plenty of water rights. We are in the process of putting another water system in. We already have the plans for that. We also have plans for a new water tower. So we already have that planned. To keep up with, we've already doubled the size of our wastewater plant. So we're really good to go for a number of years coming.
One question, I want to backtrack just a little bit. Did you graduated from high school? Which school was it, North?
North High.
North High.
When I started high school, West had just opened. Mm. And I had my choice that I could either go to West or I could go to North. And I based my decision on the fact that I had more girlfriends at North.
Well, that's the plus, that's a deciding factor.
Yeah, and plus the other fact is I knew Bob Knight at the time, and he went to West, and I didn't want to go with him. I'm just teasing. I like Bob. We get along great.
I don't doubt that what you say is true. Let's see what else I had here for you. What's your management style, Richard?
I'm a delegator. I tell you what, I'm a visionary type guy. Big picture. I go from A to D, but I need somebody to help me with B and C. I mean, I say, here's where we're at. Here's where we're going. Please help me get there. So I always hire people smarter than me, take care of them, and they take care of me. So that's my style. I'm not a. I don't get in the weeds. I mean, I understand the big picture. I understand how budgets work. I understand all that stuff. And I've always had the philosophy is if you run into a roadblock or you run into something, there is a way to get around it and make it good for the community and for the people that live there.
What you have dealt with those of us on the other side of the microphone and in the newspaper, the media people for these many years. What's your secret in media relations?
I had great relations. When I was with the police department, I had really excellent relationships. Of course, in those days, we weren't dealing with all the cable stuff and all that, but we had our local radio people. We had our Fred Huddlestons and others like that. We had our TV people, and we had our newspaper. And I developed rapport with the people. Most of the people in the news media in those days were truly news people, and they kept politics and all the other stuff out of it, and they did a good job. You developed a style, and they could trust you, and you could trust them, and I think the city was better served because of that. So today it's a little different, but my role is a little different in terms of the way we deal with them. But I've been very blessed with the ability to kind of, one of the things I try to do is if you're in a group, there has to be a way for us to agree. We may agree to disagree, but there are certain things we can agree on, and that's what you try to do.
We're always in a hurry to be the first on everything, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, one of the things that I always liked about you, though, is you were going to find time to talk to us, and it might be kind of ugly what you had to say, but I appreciated the honesty. Here I am. Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
and we don't have that today. That was a trust. Mm-hmm. We trusted you, and you trusted us. Well, and you got burned a few times.
Well, overall, you're correct. The news people that I dealt with, I built the trust. I mean, and I had the trust, and they had the trust in me. And if I said, hey, this is something that we can't discuss on the record, it was off the record. I never got burned on that as a general rule. Once I did ever get a little bit burned, then that relationship was over. But generally speaking, I had great rapport, and I think the news people that I worked with respected that.
Listen, I'm going to wish you the best of luck in your next job, whatever that's going to be. And best of luck in retirement. Thanks for your service, and thanks for being with us today. Our guest is City of Mays Administrator Richard Lemonnier, and that's all for this edition of Issues 2023. And we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.